Welcome to our midweek time for prayer, and I want us to especially be praying about us meeting Sunday morning, May the 17th, 10:30. We'll have two separate services, one for the children in the annex and one for the adults in the auditorium. We will be maintaining as much of the guidelines from the CDC as possible as far as social distancing. We do encourage you to wear a mask if you feel that's appropriate. We will have a limited supply of those available. Of course, hand sanitizer available throughout the meeting place. And we pray that God will bless this gradual reopening. I would have prayed that it could be a broader opening, but we think it's best. I want to thank our leadership, pastors and deacons, and those I consulted both in and beyond our church who are facing similar decisions about how this first service might be structured. And I want to thank Brother Dewberry for his input and oversight of it. I do want to encourage folk who do not feel well, of course, to remain at home. If you are anxious about your health, then I would encourage you to continue to shelter in place, and we'll certainly be praying for you, and we certainly understand. We hope the curve is still flattening and that progress is being made, but it's still very early, and advice may be conflicting, and we want you to have clearness of your own conscience about what to do, when to do it. But please pray as we open with this service Sunday morning, 10:30, May 17th. As we move into this next phase, and it is rather a slow reopening, not a grand reopening that I could have prayed for, but a slow reopening, I want us to remember some lessons from this sheltering in place. I'm borrowing these from Johnny Erickson Tata, who knows something about disability and difficulty. And I think these are good lessons that we can keep in our hearts as we minister to others, and even as we're honest with God about our own hearts. And that is number one, lesson number one. I think this sheltering in place should help us grow in empathy toward shut-ins and those who are also chronically ill. We've gotten a taste of what it means to be homebound, or at least restricted in our movements, and some of us more than others, and certainly we know that many people have that as their constant normal, is can't get out, can't go anywhere, no mobility, always vulnerable to health complications and aggravations to their chronic health problems. We need to be more empathetic toward them. We want to sustain as much as we can outreach to them in different ways, and of course praying for them, but the phone calls and the cards and the thoughtfulnesses need to continue, and maybe we'll be better at that. I pray we'll learn the lesson about growing in empathy. Then number two, I pray that we'll be able to grow in our understanding of isolation. Isolation is not just about physical separation. It can be about emotional and spiritual isolation. Sometimes in a crowd, an individual can feel ostracized or unwelcome, left out, not part of the group. And Christians, we really need to be conscious of the people who may be struggling to understand what we're talking about, understand what we are pursuing and worshiping God. And certainly when we're dealing with people who are not saved, we need to be loving and kind and gentle with them. But just remember that everyone may be facing difficulties that we do not know, and even though they're with the group, they may feel isolated. There is a great deal of spiritual maturity that comes in understanding what it means to be alone, and we need to learn that lesson, continue to learn that lesson. Number three, and this is a bit more pointed, and you and I need to evaluate our own sense of loneliness or acceptance. I'm sure every Christian should know that we are accepted in Christ, that we have a right standing before God because of His shed blood. And yet some Christians struggle with their assurance. They struggle with their acceptance in God's sight. And they are anxious, and they are fretful about their spiritual condition. They're also struggling with their acceptance in the eyes of others. And that may be you. That may sometimes be I, as we struggle with our own anxieties and fears about what people think of us and what people expect of us. And sometimes that loneliness is not removed because we've gathered with the crowd. If you've sensed some of that, or you've had cause to do some spiritual inventory in this time of sheltering in place, ask God to help us to evaluate our own sense of loneliness or anxieties, our own fears, and help us to turn to Him and turn to God's people in fellowship, in prayer, in worship, in Bible study, and grow beyond that or dealing with that. I think also I would add another lesson, and that is not only to evaluate our own loneliness and increase our empathy for others, and I would say we need to value more highly the privilege of worshiping together. I would urge everyone who can to make it a priority to be gathered with God's people. I do not just want it to be a habit, but of course it is a very wonderful discipline to gather when God's people are able to gather. If you're providentially hindered, we understand that. But I hope this time will help us prioritize the worship opportunities we have. And I pray that the schedule will expand and our outreach will continue to expand. But it's very clear that we have been preaching the gospel and sharing the good news of Christ with people. I hope you have been doing that through whatever means you have, through email, through text, through social media, pointing people to the sermons and Bible studies and devotionals online. I hope our ministry has continued. It's been different. I shared with you earlier what the worldwide outreach has been of broadcast, and that's just casting our bread on the water. We don't know what will come of that, but we try to be faithful in that. But certainly we need to treasure corporate worship. We need to be glad when they say to us, let's go up to the house of the Lord. We need to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together when we have opportunity. And I know sometimes the circumstances prohibit it. Sometimes health prohibits it. Sometimes restrictions hinder us. But I pray that we will value and treasure the opportunity to gather together. So let's grow from what we learned through this experience and through this next step, which will be something we've never dealt with before, this gradual reopening of ministry. I commented the other day that I didn't realize the reopening would be as complicated and as stressful and strenuous as was the decision to close, and yet it is, because there's so many factors to consider and so many opportunities. But wherever there are opportunities, there are always obstacles. Let's pray together tonight, and if you can encourage someone and make someone aware of the service Sunday, and they're able and capable of coming to 10:30 service, encourage them to do so. But most of all, let's continue to love each other, pray for each other, and to lift up the name of Christ in a godly and a Christ-like way in our witness. People will know that we love God with all our heart, and we love our neighbor as ourself. Father, I do pray that you would bless the lessons we could learn from the time we've spent in this temporary restrictions on corporate worship. And I pray for those churches across the nation and around the world who are struggling even more than are we because of their governments and particular medical situations. And I pray that you would bless us as we reopen carefully and as wisely as we know best, that we would rejoice and that we would be thankful for the opportunity to lift up Christ and to worship and sing together and pray together. Father, bless those who are struggling, those who, something I said even tonight touched their heart. Someone without Christ would turn and trust in. Someone who is Christian but is struggling with doubt and fear and isolation and anxiety, the Word of God would begin to minister to them and our love would begin to reach into their heart. We pray and ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.